Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The order was signed at the end of William & Mary's Virginia Coastal Policy Center conference on Building a Resilient Virginia. And while it requires all state-run programs have plans to limit impacts of natural hazards, including wildfires and earthquakes, it is flooding that took precedence during the announcement.
But whether you live in an urban neighborhood in Hampton Roads, Danville, or on a farm overlooking the Chesapeake Bay, two things hold true. First, these problems are not going away. And second, unless we take decisive action, they will only continue to get worse.
But holding back the effects of global warming with flood control projects and land conservation initiatives is expensive. Panelists from Louisiana said the price tag in their state is some $50 billion. Along with seeking federal funds, the governor said he's looking at state resources, including the potential to tap into its pending membership into the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, a multi-state market-based cap-and-trade program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by power plants.
The way it's set up in Virginia right now, the money that would come back from that goes to our energy producers. And so we want to change that so that the money would come back to the state. And in this case, we would use that money for this resilience program.
11 U.S. states use market-based approaches to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Scientists say carbon emissions are tied to global warming that could cause Atlantic hurricanes in the coming century to have higher rainfall rates and potentially become more intense. From Williamsburg, I'm Pamela D'Angelo.